USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The feds now involved in the Key Bridge collapse investigation, John Schaefer explains.
The FBI is reportedly opening a criminal investigation into last month's Baltimore Bridge collapse. Agents have boarded the cargo ship that crashed into a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending the span to the bottom of the Baltimore Harbor. The Washington Post is reporting part of the investigation is focused on whether or not the crew left the port knowing the ship had electrical problems.
Nationwide pro-Palestine protest actions Monday, causing mass disruptions all across the country. At one point, a crowd of demonstrators were clashing with New York City police on the Brooklyn Bridge. Out west, protesters blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. Earlier, they had shut down the main highway near Chicago's O'Hare Airport, among other protest actions in major cities all across the nation. The top Democrat in the Senate says the recent Iranian drone and missile attacks into Israel only remind of the urgency to pass foreign aid spending. A $95 billion Senate proposal remains on ice. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor Monday.
The best way to help Israel is for the House to swiftly pass the Senate's bipartisan national security supplemental.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson in the other chamber has floated addressing aid for each separate ally one at a time, starting with Israel, this week. Jury selection in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial continues. Tuesday, the former president spoke briefly to reporters after no final jurors were seated Monday.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever.
New York Judge Juan Merchan refusing Trump's request to allow him to attend immunity claims arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court next week. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The city of San Antonio, Texas, continues devoting public money to helping women get abortions out of state if necessary. Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
The autonomy of women remains under constant threat, especially as it relates to the decisions they make over their own bodies.
The autonomy of women, thriving since the invention of birth control, has been challenged since the overturning of Roe v. Wade at the U.S. Supreme Court. Texas law currently bans most abortions after 6 weeks. There's a new political action committee forming around the idea of helping Muslims and naturalized citizens run for federal office in the U.S. The Cavalry Pack, as it's called, is backing one progressive media personality named Cenk Uygur, who's a natural citizen, arguing that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution gives him and others the right to run for office. Fans of Billy Joel say the rock icon got seriously snubbed by CBS Sunday in the middle of an airing of his 100th residency performance at Madison Square Gardens in New York.
Next, Donald Trump's historic criminal trial.
Joel's concert was delayed 30 minutes due to the Masters tournament, then got cut off due to local news programming. Fans who did not get to watch the entire concert could still catch it on streaming platform Paramount Plus. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.